Okay, I'll be happy to discuss your satellite options with you. Basically, you have two kinds of systems. You have the low bandwidth, small, easy to install, pay by the minute type systems like the Iridium 9555 or the iSAT phone. And then you have the larger, more expensive, but more capable terminals that allow broadband access, which include, like, for example, the Fleet Broadband line, like a Fleet Broadband 150, and the Iridium Open Port. Now, there's advantages, plus or minus advantages, to both systems. Now, if you're only interested in doing email and receiving weather, and you're not interested in browsing the internet, or your internet browsing needs are very limited, then you probably, given the size of your boat, which is a 37-foot boat, you probably want to go with like an Iridium system because, one, they're less expensive, two, they're much easier to install, three, they're portable, so that if you have an emergency, you can take the phone with you as you exit the boat and call someone for help. And three, they're perfectly adequate to do all of your email and do all of your weather needs without having to browse the internet. So just to give you a price point, a full-blown Iridium 9555 system, which includes an external antenna, all the wiring, a docking station, is going to be about $2,200. Actually, yeah, it's about $2,200. It's $2,190, I believe, is what it comes out to be. No, the software system is going to be separate no matter which system you're going to buy. That's something that you add on as a service that we sell. You're going to have to buy airtime. So for that Iridium system that I just described to you, 500 minutes of airtime, which is usually enough to cover someone who's cruising for a year, of email and weather service, is going to be $649. That's $1.29 a minute for its use. And the email software is about $20 a month. So it just depends on how many months you buy. The more you buy, the cheaper it gets. But say $20 a month, and that's for unlimited number of emails, you pay for the airtime. And then finally, there's a weather package as well, which you would need to buy, which is $373. And that would give you all the software you need and the service setup you need in order to download weather over that Iridium phone to do your passage making. And so most people on small boats like you would go with an Iridium system. Now, my question to you is, do you really need to have access to the internet? I mean, if you do, then of course that's not going to work for you, because an Iridium system runs at 2400 baud, which is 20 times slower than a dial-up connection, and it's $1.29 a minute. So browsing the internet is very expensive and very slow. We can give you compression-based software to accelerate that. We accelerate on average between 3 and 5 times. However, 3 to 3 and 5 times of a very, very slow connection is still a really slow connection, and it's going to be expensive for you to do that. So browsing the internet will work. You could use it in a pinch, but it's not something that you're going to want to do on a routine basis with that particular system. So my question to you is, do you really need to have internet access for web browsing? You have, for a small boat like you have two options. You have one from Iridium, which is the Iridium Report, and I'll talk to you about that in a minute. And you also have the Fleet Broadband 150 from Inmarsat. That is going to be under, it's going to be under Fleet Broadband. It's going to be under satellite hardware in the phone store under Fleet Broadband. So under satellite hardware, just click on the satellite hardware on the left-hand side in the store. So just go to the, click on the button that says store on the, and make sure you go to the store. And then on the left-hand side, you'll see satellite hardware, and then you'll see Fleet Broadband. You see where it says Fleet Broadband? Yeah. Okay. So those are, and then you've got several different manufacturers. The one I would recommend is a Sailor. It's a much better unit than the Add Value, but the Add Value is a lot less expensive. But either one of those is an Inmarsat Fleet Broadband system. If you click on the Sailor, you'll see the price there. A Fleet Broadband 150 is $6,200. Now, so it's 3 times the price. Now, the unit itself is 10 inches in diameter, so it's not huge. It's got a stabilized satellite dish in it, and it will give you bandwidth speeds of up to 150 kilobits per second, which is going to be 2 times, 2.5 times what a dial-up connection is. So plenty fast enough to browse the internet. And the billing is done by the megabyte. So a megabyte is around $12 if you buy the basic plan. So for every megabyte that you download, it's going to cost you $12. Now, that sounds expensive, and it is. www.cnn.com is 1.2 megabytes. So to go to the homepage of www.cnn.com is going to cost you $14 or $15. $15, okay, it's going to be expensive. Now, you say, wow, that's a lot of money. However, if you compare that price with Iridium, to download 1 megabyte of data using that Iridium phone that I told you about, it's going to take you 68 minutes at $1.29 a minute. So it's going to cost you about $80 approximately, or $90 to get that same page over Iridium as it will over the Fleet Broadband. So the Fleet Broadband really is like 7 times cheaper than Iridium. The problem is that now that you've got the bandwidth, you use it, and so your airtime prices will go up because you're browsing web pages and it's expensive to browse the web pages. Now, we can help you. You now, when you use the compression on average compresses thing by a factor of 3 to 5. So instead of spending $10 to get to a web page, you're going to spend a fifth of that, $2 or $3 to get to the web page, which is a dramatic savings. But $3 a web page is still a lot of money. So we can provide you these products, but even if you have these products, you're going to want to limit your web browsing and concentrate on email and weather using our email package and our weather package, because browsing the internet at sea is expensive, period, no matter what system you go with. So we can talk about the different systems. We can talk about an Iridium open port. The costs are going to be similar. An Iridium open port is $5,000 or $4,700 instead of $6,200. So it's a little less expensive. The airtime is a little... it's about $4,700. If you go to the left-hand side on the satellite hardware again and click on that, you'll see the Iridium equipment. And under Iridium equipment, you'll see the open port, and you'll see that an Iridium open port is $5,000. So it's a little cheaper. It's $1,200 less expensive than a Sailor Fleet Broadband. The bandwidth is not as high. So with the Fleet Broadband, you can buy different bandwidth levels. They start at 9,600 baud and go up to 128 kbps. So at the top speed, it's going to be a little slower than the Fleet Broadband. And your pricing is going to be comparable. The per megabyte price is a little less expensive for the Fleet, for the Iridium, depending on which plan you buy. But basically, you're still looking at between $10 and $12 a megabyte. And so no matter what you do, it's still going to be expensive. If you go with a 9,600 baud plan, which is, you know, a fourth the speed of a dial-up connection, then of course your costs go down. But then of course your speed is really slow, although your per megabyte charge is going to be the same. So you can play some tricks there. But the message that I want to get to you is that installing this device, these devices are expensive to buy and they're expensive to use once you have them. And the real big drawback for a small boat like yours is that if you have to abandon your vessel because you have an emergency, you can't take the phone with you, and that's a really big plus for the handsets. So the answer is yes. It comes with three. If you look at the picture down below where it says Iridium port below the deck units, if you just click on that and zoom that in, you'll see that it has 3 phone line ports and 1 data port. So you can actually hook 3 phone lines into that thing and have 3 phone conversations happening at once over that system. With the Fleet Broadband, it's only 1, but the answer is yes, but you use normal phones. If you look down below for $115, which, by the way, that comes with the $5,000, you get a captain's handset and a crew handset, which you just plug into the unit, and those are included with that $5,000 price. That's definitely possible. I mean, the web compression software doesn't remove the pictures, but it compresses them down to at least a fifth of the original size. But you can go into your browser and say, don't send pictures. But nonetheless, if you look at CNN.com, the majority of it is not the pictures. It's the JavaScript and all the overhead for the actual web page. And the other problem that you have is that you have your web browser hooked. You have an internet connection like you do at home. And so it's very important to turn off your Windows updates, your virus updates, and anything else on that computer that is going to consume bandwidth. Because if you have just one rogue process in the background that is trying to access the internet, Adobe Acrobat, for example, you'll consume bandwidth at $10 or $12 a megabyte, and it'll cost you a lot of money. And there are horror stories out there of people going out and coming back to a $30,000 bill. Because they left their computer turned on. A Windows update is 130 megabytes at $10 a megabyte. There's $1,300 right there. So you have to be very, very careful with those broadband devices. So you must absolutely have a firewall installed when you use those. And really, you only want to turn them on, use them, and then turn them off when you're done. So turning off the pictures is an option for you, but it's going to save you some money, but it's not the majority of the bandwidth that is consumed by the web pages these days. So it does, but if you actually click on there and go over there, you'll see that Xgate is an option. And as you select the number of months, the price goes up. So the so $12.95 buys you the handset. It buys you a USB cord that you can use to connect to your computer. It includes a data adapter an antenna adapter so that you can hook in an external antenna. It includes a leather holster, it includes a little earbud adapter, and it includes a tiny little hockey puck type antenna designed to be on the top of a car that won't work very well for you in a boat for $12.95. Now, if money is of concern to you, that's all you really need to buy. Because that's all the hardware you need, and a lot of people just buy the handset and then just plug the handset into the USB port of the computer and do their email and their weather that way. Just be aware that the satellite phone has to have a clear view of the sky, which for most people means sitting in the cockpit to do their email, because the phone has to be outside. So I don't like that setup for several reasons, because it exposed your phone to the elements. You are exposed to the elements. If you want weather in the middle of a squall at 3 o'clock in the morning, hauling your computer and the thing out into the cockpit is probably not a good idea. And so it's much better to have an external antenna, which is $250, 10 meters of coax cable, which is $150, and a docking station, which you can mount that phone on and have it plugged into your battery system for your boat, which keeps the battery charged, the antenna plugged into it, and just keeps everything neatly and tightly on your bulkhead, is $500. So that's where I came up with the $2,200. That would be a full system recommended for your size boat, which would have all the components that would allow you to permanently mount that phone onto a bulkhead, keep it on so that you can receive calls and you can receive SMS messages, and use it any time of day or night when you want to in the comfort of your cabin. Let me just show you, answer this, the last question first. If you just scroll down towards the bottom of the page, you will see something called fixed mast antenna. You're on the page that has the Rhythm 9555 handset on it, and then the 9555. Okay, and then scroll all the way towards the bottom, and towards the bottom you'll see something called a fixed mast antenna. That it's 4 inches tall. Yes. So it's the size of an external GPS antenna. So and that's the external antenna. That's the one we would sell you. You can see the price is $250. The antenna that comes with it is a small hockey puck. It's terrible. The grounding plane isn't big enough. It's really designed to be sitting on top of a piece of metal. It has a magnet on it, which is going to rust, and it has very poor low angle performance, which means that when the satellites are close to the horizon, the antenna won't see them. It's really designed for looking up, and so you will be dissatisfied with that antenna. I would just put it in the drawer and not bother using it. The one you want is the fixed mast antenna, which has good low angle performance. So on average, the satellites are going to be at 45 degrees or around the horizon. The further south you go, the lower they will be on the horizon on average. So you want good low-angle performance. And so that's the antenna that we would recommend. For your boat, it's hard for me to recommend you go with a broadband device unless you have a specific requirement. So, for example, we had a family that went cruising that had 3 children aboard, and they had to have internet access to do homeschooling. They had no choice. We sold them an Iridium open port. But for you, who wants to make voice calls, emails, and weather as your primary need, the Iridium phone is going to work fine for you. I would recommend the prepaid no matter what you do. And the reason for that is because there's no monthly, and you get to use those minutes any way you want to. So if you happen to be sitting in a marina for 2 months, you don't have to feel guilty about throwing away 100 minutes or whatever your plan is on your postpaid. And the smallest postpaid plan is $49 a month. And for $49 a month, you get absolutely no minutes, which means that you spent $540 and didn't get a single minute for that. You might as well spend $649 and get 500 minutes that you can use any way you want on the prepaid. Yeah, so now there is a limit. I mean, you have to use those minutes within a year. If at the end of the year you buy more minutes before your card expires, you get to keep all the minutes that are left on the card. Yeah, so it's not like, and you don't have to replace the card. All you need to do is just send us an email or call us and say, I'm getting low on minutes, please add minutes to my card. Your options are 75 minutes for 30 days or 60 days, 200 minutes for 6 months, 500 minutes for a year, 3,000 minutes for 2 years, 5,000 minutes for 2 years. The more minutes you buy, the cheaper the minutes. Yeah, the prepaid voucher, the prepaid voucher is just per month, and it basically boils down to, like, if you buy a year, it's $240 plus a little more. So it's like, I think the first year is $299, which is going to be like $22 a month. And so you get to use that Xgate email any way you want to, for as long as you want to, over the internet, over the satellite phone, for that fixed price. It's just the access to use it, and it's by the month. So you can buy 7 days. So that means that your email runs for 7 days, and then that's it, it's done. Or 14 days, or 1 month, or 1 month, or 3 months, or 6 months, or 12 months, or 24 months. And that's just basically the length of your term, and you can use that as much as you want to, or as little as you want to, for that price. It's deducted from your phone minutes. And so on average, you'll be able to do between 5 and 10 textual emails in 1 minute. If you're receiving weather via email as attachments, a grid file the size of the Caribbean Sea with 12 forecasts every 6 hours with wind arrows 1 degree apart will take about a minute of airtime to download. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very reasonable. You're only going to be spending between 1 and 5 minutes a day when you're at sea using your Iridium phone. Most of the time, you'll be sitting at a dock or a marina, or anchored close to a dock or a marina which has Wi-Fi. And so you'll be using the internet for most of your stuff, and then you'll only be using your Iridium phone while you're in passage, and you'll be doing emails and weather when you're doing passage. Well, the docking stations have electronics. Yeah, so what you do is you have a cradle that holds the phone, you have an electronics package, which is where the antennas and the USB connectors and everything else go in there, which charge the phone, and then you have a privacy handset. And $500 actually for docking stations is very reasonable. I know it's expensive, but if you look at your docking station options for either the iSat phone or the Iridium, $500 is the low end, bottom of the line, and they just go up in price. If you just scroll on that page that you saw that antenna on, and scroll up, you'll see the docking station for $500 and a description of it. But you'll see docking stations for $700, $900, $1,200, and up. So they're quite expensive. And so you just need to decide whether you want that or not. Now, you don't have to have the docking station. The external antenna will plug into the antenna adapter that comes with the phone. So you could have the phone on your nav station with a USB connector going to your computer and the external antenna going to your phone, and use it without an issue, and that'll save you $500. The problem with that is that if you wanted to make a voice call, you'd have to bring this phone with a big thick cable up to your ear. Also, your phone is not secure, and so it's rolling all over the place on your desk, so you'd have to use Velcro or something to keep it in place. And finally, now you've got something on your desk that's got 3 wires running into it. It's got the charger, it has the USB cable, and it has the antenna wire, which is kind of messy. If you have the docking station, the phone is on all the time. It's nicely positioned on your bulkhead. All the wires are behind the scenes, and so it's just much more convenient and clean. But do you have to have it? No. We would recommend it just because it makes the installation a lot cleaner and you will enjoy using it. Well, the phone is in the docking station, as you see in the picture. And it has to be in the docking station because the antenna connection comes from the docking station. So when you want to talk to somebody, you can't pull the phone out of the docking station because you lose your antenna connection and the call will drop. So you need to have a privacy handset, which is just a handset like a telephone handset that you put to your ear. So you pull the handset off of the cradle, put it in your ear, and then you use the keypad on the phone to make the call or to answer the call, and then you just talk on it as if it were a regular desk phone in your house. It's included in the is included in the price.
Yes, the only critical thing, there's a couple critical things. One, you have to have a clear view of the sky, which means that it needs to be 4 or 5 feet off of the deck. It doesn't have to be up in the top of the mast. It just has to clear all the deck clutter so that you can see it. So you can clamp it onto your push pit, for example, or if you have an instrument arch on your boat, you can put it on the instrument arch. It is transmitting and receiving microwaves, so you need to be a little careful with the positioning. You wouldn't want to put it right next to your GPS antenna, because your GPS would stop working when you transmit, because it's the same frequency, basically. And the same is true if you have any Wi-Fi antennas or cell phone antennas on your boat. You wouldn't want them to be right next to the iridium antenna, because if they transmit, then they'll interfere with your iridium transmission. Absolutely, you want to keep that thing away from the radar, because the radar will kill it. So you need to just basically position it 3 or 4 feet away from other antennas that you might have on the boat, a few feet off of the deck. The antenna cable itself is about the size of a pen, thickness wide. It's a LMR 240. So you'll need to drill a hole somewhere to pass the cable down below decks. It's 10 meters, so that's 33 feet, so that should be more than enough length to get you down to your nav station from the back of the boat. Yeah, either way, if you place it online, it will compute the shipping for you, and so you'll know what your price is, and then they'll take your credit card and everything else, and then we'll ship it. Everything is in stock, and so we can have it to you as quickly as you need it. That is correct, yeah. So we only collect taxes in Tennessee, and so it would be basically the cost of the goods that you see listed on the website, plus whatever the shipping option you select, and that's it.
Yep, you could,
sure, my email is L, as in Lima, Soltero, that's S-O-L as in Lima, T as in Tango, E-R-O, at globalmarinenet.com. Or you can send email to sales or support at globalmarinenet.com. And you can always call here and talk to us. The talk time is 2 hours, I think, or something like that, 2 to 3 hours. And the standby time is like 20 hours. The fact is that if you do buy the docking station, it'll be in the docking station being charged all the time. So I really don't think it's necessary for you to buy another battery. The only reason to consider having another battery is if you wanted to charge it up and put it in the ditch kit, for example, or something like that. Then you might want to consider doing that, but otherwise I wouldn't bother.